Welcome back to Unapologetic Swingers. I'm Lady.
And I'm the Tramp. So a big welcome back to everyone. You may notice that our voices are a little gruff. We've both been recovering from a pretty brutal cold. So bear with us while we get through this today.
I'm a little ahead of you. So I think you guys may have missed my sexy, you know, voice through this.
Oh, that's super gruff.
Yeah. But it's okay.
Believe me, it's better this way.
I agree.
So we had a fantastic listener reach out to us, and he had some really awesome feedback and some suggestions for the podcast to make things better. And so we're going to incorporate some of those things structurally wise. And it's not going to be a lot different, but you'll notice a couple distinct differences, and hopefully it will make things better for us.
I like it. I like what you have here.
We're basically going to break it into two segments, the unapologetic story and what we're calling the unapologetic honesty, where we do a little bit of internal unpacking and reflecting about the story we just told.
Yeah, which is great because normally after we go out and we have some fun, we always unpack the next day. So this is great.
I agree. So this is the third and final installment of the bonus episodes for Desire 2023.
Part three.
Part three.
Going out with a bang.
This is a story of our last full day at Desire RM. And really, I'll kind of let Lady set the story here, set the timeline.
Okay, so this is today's unapologetic story.
It is.
This was the last day, last full day at Desire, which was a Monday. It was very mellow. We had half of the troublemakers leave that day.
Unfortunately, yes. For some reason, they wanted to get back into town to, well, to prep.
It was the week of Thanksgiving, so, you know, some people had lots of family coming over that they were like, I better get home a little early because I have a lot to do, and we didn't, so we were able to stay until Tuesday.
Yes, but taking full advantage of everything.
Yes, yeah, and although Tuesday was a half day, it's always well worth it. So yeah, half the crew had left, and that morning when we woke up, I got ready for a photo shoot. You had brought all of my outfits, which was really nice to not think about it and just put stuff on the bed and get dressed. Although later on, I had figured out that I missed an outfit. It was at the bottom of the drawer. And I was a little sad that I didn't wear that one because it was brand new and it was so cute.
Then we'll just have to do it again.
Of course we will.
So if you ever have an opportunity, folks, there is a photo outfit at Desire called Provoke. And really, they do a phenomenal job just recreating some very sexy pictures, however extreme or sensual you want.
Yeah, and this was the second time we've done this.
Yes.
And the first time, I have just some amazing photos from that shoot, and as well as this time. I had so much fun, and we did some different stuff this time, and I really love them. I know we probably bought way too many.
Yes, that's always the case. My goal is to have some of those printed out on canvas and hung on our bedroom wall.
Yeah, that might, I don't know. Maybe. What do you think, folks? Should I put some up on the bedroom wall? Maybe we'll leave it to the listeners.
Maybe.
So the last full day, we had the photo shoot, which I don't think it started until around 10 in the morning. So it's a little bit later. And it was probably about a 2-hour shoot, which started in the bedroom. And then we went up to the disco and then ended on the beach.
Yep.
So it was really fun to have all the different scenes. I don't think we had all of those last time.
No, we did not.
But the first time they were so sensual, and I fell in love with them. And I think this time it was a little bit more raw, definitely a different photographer. Still enjoyed them. But yeah, it's interesting that the different photographers bring out a whole different
personality.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. So yeah, that was fun. And after the photo shoot, we said bye to a couple of our friends. And I think we finally were able to have some lunch and just relax by the pool. So It was a very relaxing day. It's a Monday. I think people are either recuperating from the crazy weekend, and there's kind of a shift change in
people. There is a distinct shift change on Sunday, Mondays, I would say.
Yeah. Plus, it was Thanksgiving week, so I think you saw a lot of folks who are from the U.S. go home, and maybe a lot of people from out of the country come in who don't celebrate Thanksgiving. So it was a fun day.
I think a major holiday down there would be fun, though. Whether it be Thanksgiving or Christmas, or if you didn't have family obligations.
We've done 4th of July. Mm-hmm. And that was so fun.
It was. Yeah. They definitely pull out all the stops.
Yeah, they do. I think they decorated more than I've ever seen somebody decorate.
And we also had an opportunity around the pool to catch back up with the Brazilians. And it was just nice to have a conversation with those guys that wasn't, I guess, frantic or quite as alcohol influenced.
Okay. Yeah, things moved rather quickly. The first meeting with them. So the second day was just talking and getting to know them as much as we could with the barrier.
Yeah, with the language barrier. One thing I did learn, I was under the impression that the term safada just kind of meant a naughty girl.
Because we learned of this term with the first Brazilians we met.
We did. That's back in, I believe, the second episode called Jumping the Shark.
Yes. And that was the first time I kissed a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it. Who saw that coming?
But in reality, the term safada has a much deeper meaning. It's like a sexy, slutty girl.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, because they were telling us all about it. And that term came up because I think we just kind of recalled it from the first time. And I think they were really surprised that we knew something in their language. And they were just having a ball with it.
Oh, they were?
Yeah. It was fun. It was a great connection.
And then we just kind of lost track. The afternoon kind of drug on, and we did go up to the hot tub, but there really wasn't, I don't recall anything spectacular going on. It was just kind of quiet.
Yeah, it was really quiet, just chill, relaxing.
Now, we did have a couple folks come up to us and said, hey, I saw you yesterday.
Oh my gosh. We did.
And that would have been directly from the previous two bonus episodes.
Yeah.
The antics.
I remember we were sitting there and this couple came up and they looked at me and they said, oh, you're the girl from yesterday in the hot tub. We're you just squirted, and you know, they're doing these hand gestures in mimicking what happened. And I just look at them and I'm like, yeah, that was me. And that's how I got recognized that whole day. I was like, okay, a lot of people were watching, but this particular couple was like, yeah, my wife, the first time she ever squirted was here at Desire. So it kind of reminded them of that time. And yeah, it was great.
No, that's awesome, in my opinion.
Yeah. We were rock stars.
I don't know about me so much.
Okay, I was a rock star.
You had a reputation, my love.
Hey, if you don't have a reputation, what are you doing? But yeah, we reconnected with the Brazilians, mm-hmm. and great conversation. And then I think we wanted to get ready for dinner.
Yep, we went into dinner, and I think it was just us that evening, or maybe the remaining couple from the Troublemakers, but...
I think it was, and the couple from Texas.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so...
That's right, but it was kind of a mellow,
yeah,
a mellow dinner. Like we had partied our asses off the day before, so.
And I was coming off from competition, and I was in prep for 5 months,
mm-hmm.
and I think the salt was getting to me.
Water, lots of water.
I did not have enough water. You gotta have water while you're there.
Well, I found after a couple of days, and you're right, all the sodium in the food and the drinks, margaritas, yeah, it creeps up on you.
Well, yeah, and I think when you're not used to eating those things, and we ate healthy, it's not like we went off the deep end and
no.
ate unhealthy, but it's the sodium and not drinking enough water, but, you know, we made it work.
We did. And then we would go get on to the theme night that night, which is BDSM.
Yeah.
And one thing for the guys I want to point out is a lot of guys will attempt to squeeze into a very tiny pair of latex shorts, muffin top and all. Guys, please don't. It's not a good look.
It's not sexy?
No.
Someone might find it sexy. I don't know.
Are you saying a muffin top turns you on?
Okay, I said some women. It doesn't mean me, but there might be women out there that are like, this is great. Like,
but no, I mean, you can't go wrong with black leather. You can't go wrong with, hell, even I've pulled off a black leather kilt before on a BDSM night.
I say, do you?
Okay.
I might not succumb to it and be like, oh my god, that's sexy, but if
you're saying it'll divert all the attention to me.
Yeah, please wear undersized latex. It'll make me look hotter.
Well, you were looking amazing that night.
That was the black lingerie that uh-huh. I was wearing. Okay. Yeah,
you always look amazing during those nights. Those are probably some of my favorite nights.
Yeah.
Just because of the outfits you wear.
Well, yeah. Might have to show those somehow.
Mm.
I don't know how to our listeners, but I'm sure they'd want to see.
Probably.
Okay. Well, we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Well, yeah. We were dressed in BDSM, and we had some fun at the bar, and they did their show, which was always amazing. They always put on a great show. And I think we went up to the disco for a bit.
Yeah, that was maybe pretty short-lived.
It was cold. I think it was raining that night, and the band had to go up to the disco because it was raining. So we got up there, and it was freezing in there. And I think I danced with Kevin
mm-hmm.
for a little bit.
That's the playmaker that Lady has a secret crush on.
I do not have a crush on him. He's a really good dancer.
I'm sure that's all it is.
He's like 20 years younger than me, but that's okay. Shh, I didn't say that. I didn't say that out loud. So yeah, we danced for a while, and then it was like, all right, let's go up to the hot tub.
Yeah, because it was so cold. I don't know why they keep it so unnaturally cold.
Well, because I think it gets hot so fast right. when you have so many people in that disco. And when you just start dancing and you don't stop, it gets hot. Mm-hmm. So there's a reason.
But for whatever reason, I remember being cold and just staying cold.
Yeah.
Even though I was dancing, I just couldn't warm up. So, which is unusual for Mexico.
I agree.
So I think we really kind of took our exit early and headed back up to the hot tub.
We did.
Kind of ended our evening and sipping on tequila. And there were a couples up there.
Yeah, we were sitting in there and some of the couples that had recognized me from the night before. There was that couple from Canada and I was talking to her for a bit and she had just such an interesting story. And I love just talking to people there. Everyone has a story. Mm-hmm. I know everyone has a story, but she just had a great story and was just like, I don't know if you remember that couple.
Oh, I recall the couple, that you're speaking of.
Because then they were in the hot tub and all of a sudden they were just going at it. And
right.
Like, whoa, okay.
Yeah, right up against the bar. And
yeah.
More power to them. It's not like it was a popular night.
No, it was very slow, but they were just in their, I don't know, own space. Like nothing else
mattered. Yeah, they were in the moment.
Yeah, but the whole time. Like they were just having such a great time and she was just loving it. And I don't know. It's great to hear stories. So we're just sitting there and.
Well, I think that kind of got you going because you started to play with me a bit at that point.
I did.
And just very sensual, just, you know, teasing and stroking. And yeah. I was quite enjoying that.
I hope so. But yeah, we were sitting there and all of a sudden, I think Mr. Brazilian popped into the hot tub.
Yeah, he just kind of a wild Brazilian appeared.
Yeah. I was like, oh, Brazilian in the wild.
And he just slid in next to us and we started talking. And apparently Mrs. Brazilian, I don't know if she was under the weather, just wasn't feeling it that night. But
right.
He was just kind of
Hanging out. Yeah, just talking. Nothing crazy. But then I felt like it went from 0 to 60 pretty quickly.
It's strange how that happens with Brazilians.
I know.
Because we were sitting in a triangle, basically. And I just remember you were kissing him. And I don't know if you initiated it or he did.
I think I did. I don't know. There's something about Brazilians.
I'm sure they don't hold it against you.
No, I hope not.
But it wasn't just a friendly kiss. This was a kiss of desire.
Yeah. And I think at that moment, was it you that said, let's go get a bed?
Yeah. I did suggest that.
I thought it was. So yeah, it was very slow that night. There wasn't a lot of people around. It must have been maybe around midnight, maybe 1 in the morning.
I think that's fair.
Pretty early. For desire, that's early. So yeah, we just went over to the beds. And yeah, one thing led to another.
You're blushing.
Am I?
Yes. So I had enough foresight this time. We have a play bag that has a toy and lube and condoms, etc. And after the events from the previous day, I thought, you know, maybe I ought to carry that with us just in case. And I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
Because I sent you guys off to the bed there. And I went and grabbed it from the cubby real quick. I was literally right behind you. But by the time I got to the bed, I would imagine you probably pushed him onto the bed and you were going down on him.
Oh, is that what happened?
Mm-hmm. So I walk up to this scene with you blowing this guy, and that pretty little ass just popped right up in the air.
And you enjoyed it?
Oh, yeah.
So much fun.
So I took this opportunity to get the toy out of the bag because I know that's one of your favorites.
Yes, definitely is.
And then I grabbed the lube and I think I slid right into you from behind, you know, while you were going down on Mr. Brazilian.
That was fun. I think a threesome was maybe always on my mind without really thinking about it.
You'd already had a semi-threesome without me before.
I have.
So this was my first.
Yeah, but this was my first wanting to have that dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was like, oh, this is really happening. And all right, let's go.
So guys, I'm going to warn you, this story goes into some kind of weird places.
Twists and turns. Yeah.
So stay with us and we'll do some unpacking on the backside.
Sometimes things just happen, and normally you have a not only conversation, but you know, as you're going through something, is this okay? Is this okay that I'm doing this? Is this okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we just went. There wasn't like, is this okay or is this okay? And, you know, I think as we're enjoying ourselves and we're having so much fun, I'm just, you know, we're switching places. We're just like, just in the heat of the moment. And I think all of a sudden, maybe you were on the bed laying down, I think, and maybe he was behind me. And I think I was going down on you. And then all of a sudden, as I'm sucking on your nice hard mm-hmm. cock, all of a sudden, Mr. Brazilian's right by my mouth, sucking on you too. And I was like, oh, wait, what's happening? I wasn't prepared for this. We didn't talk about this. He didn't ask. Yeah, but we're just, I'm not a rude person, and I'm not, maybe I need to be like more of an asshole. I don't know.
There were things, we were going back and forth, you know, we were both fucking you and you were sucking us in every position imaginable. And there were things leading up to that
mm-hmm.
that made me pause. I was in the moment, I was having fun. It was really hot watching you being the true center of attention. But there were things, for example, like I remember at what point I was fucking you and he started to rub your clit.
Mm-hmm.
And then his fingers separated and he pressed his fingers down so that basically I was fucking you through his fingers.
Oh, I didn't know that.
In these situations, there's always, I guess, accepted contact between the guys.
Right.
It's like, it's incidental contact. It's going to happen. It's nothing is meant by it. It's
right. It's not a don't touch me. It's.
Yeah. It's like, oh, sorry about that. And you go about your business.
Right.
You know, but this was.
Next level.
He was probing the boundaries.
I was.
In hindsight, that's what it was.
I was surprised. And I was like, oh, I don't know what's happening. I kind of had to stop for a second. And
I think I froze up.
I know you did. You froze up.
And I think he got the message like loud and clear, is thinking, okay, without me saying, dude, no, because it's not my jam.
Do you think we should have been more transparent and more vocal? Like, hey.
See, that's... That's the tough thing, because the whole experience overall was so magical.
Right. It was great.
You came and came, especially with the toy there. It is a cordless Hitachi wand. And you can come for days on that thing and come well, come hard.
Right. Yeah, we were having just so much fun. So yeah, that happened.
It wasn't enough to throw me completely off, but for a moment, it truly did throw me off.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
But I think he's like, okay, that's, you know, at least he had the common sense, I guess.
Yeah, I think he kind of, yes, had the awareness and maybe was like, okay, I'm kind of done, because he couldn't continue per se. So
yeah, he was starting to have some performance issues that I think he blamed on Mrs. Brazilian not being there, but who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. But other than that, it was so much fun.
And then we come to the end.
Yeah. Did I forget about the end? What's the end?
I think so.
What's the end?
I am just pounding away on you. And I think you've come probably yet again. At this point, the Hitachi's probably running out of batteries. Uh-huh. And I'm reaching my limit, and I just come in full on in your pussy.
Yeah, I remember.
And I think he's kissing you at that point. And I don't know about most guys, but after I come, I just kind of withdraw and kind of sit back in a way. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I did that, just kind of catching my breath, his face was in your pussy in about 0.5 seconds.
Yes, it was.
And he was eating my cum out of your pussy.
Right.
And just getting you all cleaned up.
Everybody has their thing.
Right. No, I'm not shitting on it.
No, definitely not. And I don't want people to think, because you have a certain kink, mm-hmm, or you like something, that it's wrong. I don't think it is. It's just interesting when it's not something that you think about or something that you like yourself. It might be hard to swallow or think about, but it's not wrong.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah. Kinks are okay.
Kinks can be fun.
Kinks can be fun.
So let's go ahead and hop into the next segment and just call it Unapologetic Honesty. You know, taking just a minute here and kind of unpack what happened, because this was definitely outside the norm.
Yeah.
And just kind of reflect on that for a sec.
Yeah. And I think this is more on your reflection. Mm-hmm. So how did you feel after that?
It was definitely a curveball. I can honestly say that, especially after that experience, that I am 100% heterosexual. It happened. It was part of the experience, but it's not something that I would seek out.
Right. Yeah, me neither. It's not something that I looked at and said, wow, I'm really turned on by this. Mm-hmm. I think if it was another girl with us, oh, absolutely. I'd be like, yes, please. Both of us on his cock, let's go. But this, no. It was interesting. It was definitely a story that we'll have forever.
Right. And I should mention, my ego isn't so fragile that I was offended by it and I was ready to throw fists.
Right.
My form of communication was not to return the favor.
Right.
And try to convey nonverbally that it's just not my thing.
It's funny, because I think after that happened, we just kind of looked at each other and we're like, what just happened? Did that just happen? What happened?
It's amazing how often that happens, though, even during normal play, especially when it's frenzied or
right,
or alcohol-induced.
But there was no, like, oh my God, I'm disgusted, or that was just way out of left field, which it was way out of left field. But I mean, we're just like, that was so much fun. Besides that, we had so much fun. And that was crazy. Like, what just happened?
So it didn't do anything for you when
no.
after?
No, not that part. No.
No? Okay. That's just more a point of curiosity on my side.
Yeah.
Or maybe not that particular action or scenario, but having come eaten out of your pussy, having your pussy all cleaned up afterwards.
No, that wasn't something that I was really turned on by.
Okay. See, we learn something new every day.
Yeah.
You never know what may be that trigger, what may be really hot for you or not in this case.
Yeah. I love that we have stories.
Yes.
I love that we have experiences, and no matter the experience, whether it's wanted, unwanted, just bonkers and just out of this world, where we can reflect and be like, okay, how do we feel about that? But that was fun, and that was crazy. And what just happened? I love that we can do that.
Mm-hmm. So do you think he went back and told Mrs. Brazilian about this little dalliance? Because we did not see them before we left the next day.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if she knows what he likes, and
maybe
who knows?
You never know.
Who knows?
Things
that make you go, hmm. Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, guys, we're going to wrap up that segment and bounce to the Ask Us Anything question. And because my throat is getting more and more raw by the second, I'm going to have Lady read this off for us.
Are we acquainted with couples whose relationship broke down while they were in the lifestyle? Mm-hmm. Yeah. We know a few, but one in particular.
And they go on to ask, the reason we ask is because we hear a lot of stories about success within the lifestyle, but we also assume that it doesn't work out for others. And of course, they aren't going to make podcasts or stories about the wonderful things or how wonderful things are. We've heard people talk about how the lifestyle does not fix a broken relationship and can only be an enhancement for one that is already secure and solid. But beyond that, we haven't heard more. And we ask because we want to be honest about the realistic expectations.
Yeah, I would not recommend doing any of this if you aren't solid in your relationship. It's definitely not going to fix a relationship. Enhancement, yes, I call it a bonus. It's a bonus. We can just live in that moment and have so much fun, and it's sensual and it's sexual, and we can just look at each other and be like, wow, that was just amazing. Or you can come to me and just say, wow, just to see you enjoy this moment and be pleasured. Not many people can say that or do that. And it's amazing that we can. But yeah, we definitely are acquainted with a couple, but they've created a new relationship and are still in the lifestyle with, you know, a whole new couple.
Yes.
In that lifestyle. So I'm wondering about the part of we ask because we want to be honest and realistic in our expectations.
So this comes from a couple that is just entering or just talking about the possibility of entering the lifestyle.
It's a lot of communication.
Yes, it is a lot of communication, but I want to bounce back and say this path is not easy.
No.
It's high risk, but it's high reward.
Right.
And an adage that you'll see commonly is the lifestyle will reveal any weaknesses in the foundation of a relationship. And that is absolutely true.
Even if you're in a solid relationship. And that, again, I thank you for what you say, because yeah, sometimes you hear about all the great things, but you don't hear about all the crazy things that happen, all the down parts of it, because it gets hard and it gets raw and it gets real, and you have to talk about your feelings and what you want and what you're looking for. And I think we've had those conversations where it's been, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. We have. And I think that comes more from my perspective. I know that.
Because folks, remember, the tramp is easy.
Don't get your panties in a ruffle. Not that easy. But there are some really tough times, even if you are really, really strong. But it makes you stronger.
I would agree.
Not only as a person, but as a unit.
Mm-hmm. I think couples that have been in the lifestyle for years, if they go their separate ways, there was already something else wrong, whether it's, you know, financial or something not necessarily related to the lifestyle. But the ones that it shatters early on are the ones that don't communicate, or the ones that are trying to use it as a stopgap for a real problem that they just don't address.
I think there has to be an understanding of, if this is going to break us, we're not going to do it.
I do not disagree with that at all.
This is an added bonus, and this isn't the end all be all. And I think once you realize that and you're okay with that, it becomes this whole new level of added sensual, sexual communication, fun, exciting, new friends. It's just a blast. You should be having a blast. So I know it's scary, but as long as you're communicating, it's okay.
Yes. Well said. So guys, we're going to wrap it up. I realize we've gone a little long here, but I think it's worth it. And we really love all the emails we've gotten, so please continue to do so. We can be reached at unapologeticswingers@gmail.com. And I really want to give a very special shout out to a particular individual.
A beloved listener. He was so kind with feedback and so many recommendations for the website and our podcast. And we thank you so much. We hope you keep listening.
Yes, I did get a chance during my illness this week. I did put together a small website for us. And at his request, I went ahead and put up a link for Buy Us a Coffee. We're really not fans of the whole Patreon format, but this just gives you a chance. If you're enjoying what you listen to and want to throw us the equivalent of a cup of coffee, you know, we would gladly take it just to offset some of the basic costs.
And we appreciate all of our listeners.
We do.
It's so much fun seeing where you're all from. I mean, we can't get a pinpoint on who you are or exactly where you are, but it's fun to see where everyone is listening from.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah, it's fun to look at the analytics. Maybe next episode I'll reveal some of those.
Yeah, those are awesome. Keep listening.
Yes, thank you, everyone.
We have a next episode teaser.
Yes, we're getting back into the normal routine again.
Newbie Follies.
Yep.
Okay.
So officially that will be episode number 4. I've put all these under the bonus episode.
Okay. You have a lot of bonuses here.
We have 3. We'll have 3 now.
That's great. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you so much.
Until next time, I'm Lady.
And I'm the Tramp.
Be sexy.
Be confident.
Be unapologetic.